I have seen a few owls in my life, but mostly, I guess, my contact with owls is hearing them in the night, and I heard a barred owl the other night.
That's the kind I usually hear, too. It's the most common to hear. In fact, you even hear them during the day sometimes.
And then you hear them calling. You know, you hear one way over there and the other one way over there, and they call back and forth. And
it's neat. Yeah, they're sometimes you can sort of guess what's going on when you hear that, too. The male and female barred owls have the same plumage, so you're just glancing at them. You couldn't tell. You know, the sexes apart, like, how do they tell, you know? But supposedly, okay, the females are usually a little bigger than the males, and you think, well, maybe that would affect how their voice sounds. And in fact, it does, but it's ironically, the females have a higher pitched call, even though they're, you think the bigger body mass would give them a lower voice.
So if you're hearing this conversation, if you hear it for a time, you might be able to pick out where who is and who's saying what.
Yeah, because sometimes it's a territorial display, too. So you can maybe guess what's going on.
Well, I don't think I've ever seen a barred owl, at least not to get a real good ID on. I found a dead great horned owl once that it hit a power line. We had a pair of baby screech owls. The mother was killed, and we sort of rescued them and eventually gave them to a biologist. You know, they would do funny things. They were really messy. We kept them on our sun porch, and ooh, they made a mess. But they would, like, pick at your hair. You know, it was funny. It was like they were grooming or something. They were playing in your hair.
Yeah, I've heard of that, actually. That's a common interaction between owl couples, you could say, or maybe siblings, too. They call it mutual preening. And it's basically nibbling away at the feathers like you would if you're just trying to fluff your feathers up or keep them clean or something. And
well, as I recall, it would hurt just a little bit. They were nibbling at my feathers. But
maybe,
They were a lot of fun.
Well, I've heard that you can induce that even with a newly captured owl that should be kind of nervous having you around. If you just supposedly, I don't know if I want to try this, but they say as long as you have hair on the top of your head, all you have to do is tip your head towards them, and they are induced to do this almost automatically.
Well, that's like probably how it started.
Yeah.
They're fun. Say, why don't you know when you find owl pellets? There was a science fair project at the local school a few years ago, and my son was doing the science fair, and one kid had all these owl pellets, and he found all the bones in them and stuff. Why don't you find hawk pellets? Mm-hmm. You always hear about owl pellets. You can tell what they're eating and where they've been and stuff.
Best idea I've heard for that is the chemistry of owl stomachs for some reason is not nearly as acidic as it is in a lot of other predators. Somebody actually measured the stomach acids in owls versus hawks, and they found out that the hawks are 6 times as acidic. So that could have something to do with preservation of the bones. So owls just take the stuff right into their gizzard and accumulate some of the junk there, and then the stuff that goes down into their stomach doesn't dissolve as
much. So they just don't have maybe as efficient a digestive system, so they have more fecal matter to show for it.
Better to come out the mouth with the bones and the hair.
So. Yeah. You know, when I talked about the barred owl call a minute ago, I was trying to get you to do your barred owl imitation because it's not impossible to call an owl in, right? I mean,
it's one of my little embarrassing secrets here.
So give us your best barred owl.
All right. Well, it actually works if the owls you're most likely to hear in the Adirondacks are these. And it's not that hard to do it. I recommend practicing where no one else knows it's you, and now I'm going to make a fool out of myself.
Okay, enough stalling.
Okay. Woo, 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 woo. So just try that out in the woods sometime at night and do it really loud. Make sure no one's coming to get you or something for this. And oftentimes you'll hear them reply. And if you keep doing that, oftentimes they'll come in and investigate and see who you are.
Try it again. Sounds great. Thanks very much, Dr. Kurt Steger of Paul Smith College. I'm Martha Foley.
Natural Selections is produced by North Country Public Radio with natural sounds by Ted Mack. The program is underwritten by the Glenn and Carol Pearsall Adirondack Foundation, dedicated to improving the quality of life for year-round residents of the Adirondack Park. www.pearsallfoundation.org. And Paul Smith's, the College of the Adirondacks, 800-421-2605.